Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 13:57, when Jesus talked about some things, they were offended in him. And Jesus said to them, a prophet's not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. Jesus wasn't valued and respected among his own people. Did it affect his ministry? Verse 58 there. He did not many mighty works there. Because of their unbelief, he couldn't do it there. Didn't say he didn't do it. He didn't do it there because of the way they didn't receive him there. They didn't respect him. They didn't honor him. In Matthew 25, verse 40, the king will answer and say, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. And in verse 45, inasmuch as you didn't do it. You did it not to the least of these. You did it not to me. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, this refers to Jewish people. And I don't accept that interpretation of this passage. And if you do, we can agree to disagree. Because on other occasion, Jesus, to my knowledge, never referred to folks because of their DNA as his brethren. He did say when his own mom and brothers were standing outside the door, he looked around inside and said, those who hear the word of God and do it, these are my brothers. Right? And when on the road to Damascus that Saul met Jesus and he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Was he taking it personally in that he had done it to the church? He had done it against him. He wasn't talking about Jewish people. He's talking about the church. Is that true or not? No, inasmuch as you've done it to the least of these, Jesus takes it personally. How we treat those that are His. His called, His anointed. John 5:23 says that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son, honors not the Father which has sent Him. And finally, John 13:20. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receives whomsoever I send receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me. If you receive the one he sends, you receive him. If you don't receive the one he sent, you don't receive him. Our love, our respect, our honor for God is shown directly by our dealings with each other. Shown or not shown. And we have, there's been demonstrations of this. I mean, you're here. You're not somewhere else this morning. You're here. And so many of you have served on teams and you've sown and you've prayed and you've given and you've worked. But how many believe we could take it even another step? We could, do you believe we could? We could, me, you, we could come on up. And we could, does this affect our future directly? What happens for those that honor Him? They that seek first His kingdom and righteousness, all these things will be added to them. Go to 1 Samuel, this verse we keep referring to. 1 Samuel and the 2nd chapter. Now the only reason you'd be sober about this is if you wasn't planning on honoring Him. Right? If you've already decided, nah, I got too much going on, I don't have time for him and his stuff, well, then you got a right to be sober. But if you're planning on putting him first and honoring him, you got a right to rejoice. Amen. Because we're coming up.
That's right.
We're coming up. Can you sense things are changing? We're in a time and season of transition now, out of one thing into the other. And there will always be Christians who are just not interested in any kind of commitment. They'd like to come and hear a good message and be encouraged on how to live their life, but don't ask for anything else. Come and go. Come and go. Don't say anything about giving. Don't say anything about service. Don't say anything about living right. None of that. Just, you know, I'll come. You give me a boost shot and I'll go. We'll be happy. You leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. That's what we pay you for, preacher, to be spiritual. Well, but that's not how the Lord sees it. And that's not the Bible. And He said, if you're going to follow me, it's going to cost you everything. Didn't He say that? It's going to cost you everything if you're going to be my disciple and you're going to follow me fully. But as we were talking and shouting about Friday night, is it worth whatever cost that it might be? I mean, the cost not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. And this whole thing is fading so fast. How many know that you're in my life is just about to be over? I know the Lord said this to me just a few weeks ago. He said, Keith, you need to live every day like you are almost out of time. He said, because you are. I said, Brother Keith, you think you're going to die? If the Lord tells us coming about that much longer, I know I am. Right. You too. Right. Everybody else in the room. That's right. Amen. If I live another 50 years, it's going to come and go like that. Right. Should we be living like we're almost out of time? Because yes. We are. Yes. We are. We are. I know by the Spirit of God right now, there's a number of people in this room sitting right here right now. They won't be on the earth next year. Sitting in this room right now. Won't be on the earth next year. And that's not to be upset and scared. Hundreds of thousands of people will leave the planet today. Happens every day. We talked about, if you're scared of death, get our series that the Lord gave us a while back on victory over death. And get over that. And get free. But what if you realize, I got less than 12 months on this earth? Would you live any different? Would you? Reckon your priorities might skew and change a little bit, huh? You might begin to realize, that's not important. That's not important. What is important? The pearl? The pearl? The pearl of great price. Say it out loud. Pray it out loud in sincerity. Father God,
help me to realize
how short my time is.
Help me to realize
what's important
and what's not
important.
What's precious
and what's worthless.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it.
I'm looking forward
to leaving.
But
I don't want to leave
early.
I want to do
everything we're
supposed to do.
I want to
run my race.
I want to
finish my course.
Right,
don't you?
Don't you?
Well,
we must
not get bogged
down
in
10 and
20 year
periods of
haze.
Where
we just get up,
go to work,
come home.
Get up,
go to work,
come home.
Wash your
dishes. Load the
dishwasher.
Unload
the dishwasher.
Load
the dryer.
Unload
the dryer.
Wash your
hair. Comb your
hair.
Go to bed.
Get up.
And
then act like
you're going to
do this
for the next
1,000 years.
Because you're
not.
Soon
and very
soon, there's
going to be no more
dishwasher
and no more
hair
dryer. Come
on, are you listening?
Your
body will just
need one
outfit.
Somebody
else will take care
of that for
you. Right?
And
you won't even
be here.
I said,
you won't
care. You
won't even be
here.
You'll be
out of here.
But
how many things?
Somebody said,
man, I'd
leave now.
Don't
be in such
a rush.
You are
in this
earth
for such
a time as
this.
You are
not here
by accident.
Don't let
the devil lie to
you.
You
have
something to
contribute.
Whether
you're doing
it or not,
you
have abilities
and
graces
in you.
Don't
despise them.
There
are ways
you can
help.
Believers,
the church,
the kingdom,
there are
things you
can
do. Don't despise, even if they seem small. There are things you can do, and you want to do it with all your might, as long as you're drawing the breath and motivating down here until you get out of here. And how many think after you do, you'll be so glad you didn't just waste all your time, but you did something that mattered and something that lasted. Hallelujah. You know, Paul said in Galatians 4, I'm reading the complete Jewish Bible, Galatians 4:14. He said, even though my physical condition tempted you to treat me with scorn, you did not display any sign of disdain or disgust. You welcomed me as if I had been an angel of God, as if I had been the Messiah, Yeshua himself. He said, you received me like an angel of God. You received me like the Lord himself. Even though, now some people have tried to say he was sick and this and that. No, the man had just been stoned. Just been stoned. And how many know in stoning, what's the primary target? The head. They thought they killed him. And we know he didn't, I know God raised him up, but we shouldn't assume that all of his wounds were just instantly and completely healed, because later on he said, I bear in my body the marks. Well, that's scars from healing up. And so no doubt, man, his head was probably swelled twice its size. His eyes were bloody and red shot and his nose and everything else. And he preached to them in this condition. And he said, even though I didn't look like an angel, I wasn't pretty at all. And you could have said, I can't even look at him. He's too hard to look at. He said, in spite of that, you received me like an angel of the Lord. Why? They weren't just making a big deal out of Paul. They were making a big deal out of the one that sent Paul, that called Paul, that anointed Paul. They were honoring God. Come on, can you see it? They were honoring God. And in doing so, they received the Lord and received what he said. Are you there in 1 Samuel? In closing, I think. Hallelujah. How many have a heart and a desire to honor the Lord more than you ever have? Do you? More than you ever have. In 1 Samuel 2 and verse 29, God had privileged and honored Eli and his family and his sons with the priesthood. And it was given to them in perpetuity. Their descendants after them were to continue to serve generation after generation. But Eli's sons became corrupt, and they changed the ordinances that God gave them about how to conduct themselves and how to receive the offerings. And they were having affairs with the women, and they were stealing the money, and they were just... How many understand, doing that, what are you proving? You're treating God's things like they're worth nothing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.